from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick. California needs all the precipitation it can get this year. But if water officials had a choice, they'd pick snow over rain. The Sierra Nevada snowpack is crucial to the state's water supply, and warmer winters are putting it at risk. KQED science reporter Lauren Summer explains.
With every winter storm that hits California, there's an invisible line, a line that plays a huge role in our water supply. It's the place where rain turns into snow, and I got in the car and went looking for it.
It looks like the snow is getting a lot heavier. I'm driving out of the Sierra Nevada mountains right now. I'm about 7,000 feet on Donner Summit.
Half an hour later down I-80, I'd found it.
You definitely need an umbrella right now. It's big raindrops, and we're about 5,500 feet. So everything above us elevation is snow, but everything below is rain.
But in some storms, this freezing point is a lot higher up, like in December.
Good morning from Donner Summit, where it is raining. It's been raining all morning since we got here, and that means down here on the roadway, just a lot of slush on the road.
That's not good news, says Kelly Redmond.
Not all precipitation is created equal.
Redmond studies the snowpack at the Desert Research Institute in Reno. Snow, he says, is just better behaved than rain.
When it falls as snow, it stays there. It doesn't run off. It doesn't cause floods.
It's locked away, stored in the mountains.
It's like a free reservoir.
And just when we need it, the snow melts.
And shows up in the rivers and in our faucets in the summer months.
This timing is crucial, Redmond says. The snowpack feeds about a third of the state's water supply. So water officials, understandably, keep a very close eye on it.
What I'm going to do is take a sample here.
Every month, Frank Gerke of the Department of Water Resources heads out to a spot south of Lake Tahoe. He measures the snow by sinking a long metal tube into it.
I'm going to keep on going.
The snowpack looks pretty good this year so far, above average. But if rain falls on it, it would melt some of what's already here, like happened last year when it was a really warm winter.
Way above normal in temperature, beyond anything we've ever seen before.
Redmond says for the first time ever recorded, the coldest winter temperatures in the Sierra last year were above freezing on average. And forecasters say this winter will also likely be warm.
It doesn't take much warming to switch from rain to snow.
The nickname for California snow is Sierra Cement. Our snow is always wet and heavy, on the brink of becoming rain.
We're in an era of just unprecedented changes.
Dan Kahan studies climate change at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography and the U.S. Geological Survey. He says the past few warm winters have given us a snapshot of the future.
I think this has been kind of a wake-up call.
Kahan says California's snowpack has already shrunk by 10% on average since World War II. And as the climate keeps warming,
by the end of the century, if we're lucky, we'll only lose half. And if we're unlucky, we could lose more than that.
It really does change the dynamic.
That's Mark Cowan, who, as the director of California's Department of Water Resources, has to figure out how to handle less snow and more rain. Some people say that means building more reservoirs.
Of course, there's always been interest in dams. They're big, you can see them. But the fact is, we're not going to appreciably change the amount of reservoir capacity we have in California.
There simply aren't many good places left for dams, he says. Instead, we'll need to do other things, like storing more water underground, preparing for floods, and using water more efficiently. All of that costs money.
We could spend $100 billion over the next decade or two pretty easily, even more than that.
California's recent water bond will help with that, but at just $7 billion, it's really, and here comes the water metaphor, only a drop in the bucket. I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.